From NPR News, it's Morning Edition. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. A scientist that radio expeditions once followed through a Virginia meadow looking for bugs recently set off to explore what may be the buggiest place in the world, in eastern Ecuador. National Geographic radio expeditions went along, found plenty of bugs, and this bonus, what NPR's Alex Chadwick calls a forest that sounds like paradise.
This is difficult to reach, this place. Probably why it's still here. Here are directions. Start with a flight from the U.S. to South America in Quito. That's the capital of Ecuador up in the Andes. Then a day or so later, take an early morning plane ride, like an airborne sled, down the eastern slope of the Andes and into the jungle basin of the Amazon and the town of Coca. It's on the Napo River. A long, steel-hulled version of a dugout canoe, a couple of hours downstream to find a road south, and a truck with bad springs, but a good radio. Hours pass, a mix of forest and fields. They belong to the local Huarani Indians, the ones who've come out of the woods for a generation or two. It starts to rain. And another river. The Tiputi.
This looks like a much smaller river than the Napo. I could throw a stone across it.
Unload the truck, steep mud-slick track from the road down to another boat.
It's in.
Wow, okay. That last bag I carried down was 50 kilograms of potatoes.
From here, you're on the river or on foot. No more roads.
So we've actually had good luck. It stopped raining while we were unloading the truck and carrying stuff down this slippery riverbank to where we could load it onto the boat. And now we're headed downriver on the Tipitini. It started raining again. It's raining really hard.
It's nearly dark when the boat pulls to shore. Wooden steps lead up to the Tipitini Biodiversity Station. It's an eco-research site run by the University of San Francisco back in Quito. There's a large, open-sided central lodge with a tall, peaked thatch roof and clusters of sleeping cabins out in the woods. The director is an American zoologist, Kelly Swing.
The diversity of life that's concentrated here is much greater than any other place. There's no place on the planet that has so many species packed into so little space.
This part of the Amazon hasn't been cut down probably ever. No one's hunted it in living memory. There are jaguars here, lots of them. There are bands of wild monkey, forest deer, tapirs, and spectacular birds. This is recorded at about 6 o'clock in the morning. That is an Oropendula nesting in the tree outside my cabin. It may be the most glorious thing I've ever heard. I'd like to just stay here. But Rex Cocroft is going for a hike.
If you come to a tropical rainforest, most people would think that your very first priority is, above all, avoid any contact with insects.
He's a researcher at the University of Missouri Columbia. He's drawn by the eco-riches of Tiputini. Rex is looking for his creatures, bugs.
But this is a particular group of insects that are very engaging. Even people that don't like insects say, oh, well, that's kind of cute. They're harmless to people, fascinating behavior, and well worth going out of your way to see.
Or to hear. Rex studies tree hoppers, insects often mistaken for thorns, if people notice them at all. There are thousands of varieties, all of them small. It's hard to see their often elegant forms and bold color. They spend brief lives, a few months, on plant stems. Simple, quiet-looking bugs. Only not so quiet. Like a lot of insects, tree hoppers vibrate the stems of plants where they live. Sound is vibration. They're signaling each other. You can hear them, or Rex can anyway. He's found a place off the trail where a recent tree fall opened a space for light. The tree hoppers like that. Now we have to be quiet. We don't want to startle the bugs.
Rex has just put a hair clip
that's attached to a phonograph cartridge. And there's a wire running out of the back of the cartridge to his recorder. And he's carefully, very carefully placed it on this stem. And now, he's listening. Those are tree hoppers.
Yes.
He is studying tree hoppers because he's interested in the evolution of social communication. And as Rex has demonstrated, these creatures are far more social than we knew. They're talking to each other most of the time.
One of the functions of this communication might be a kind of group decision-making process in which one individual says, well, I think it's not looking so good right here. Alex Chadwick has come over and is taking pictures of us. And somebody else says, yes, I see the same thing. And if all of them agree, then that may induce them to disperse sooner. But the signaling was clearly increasing when they were disturbed.
I have been taking pictures. I bought a lens just so you can see these things. Now, Rex is listening again.
What I'm trying to do by coming to a place like Ticutini is very much a process of discovery, to look at this diversity of species with different kinds of social behavior and see what kinds of signaling they're doing, and ultimately to try to get some clues about what they're signaling about and to put this together and be able to see how the ecology of these species relates to their form of social behavior and to the kind of communication signals that they evolve, and in a sense, when, under what circumstances do you evolve a new signal that functions in a new context?
These are social insects, a world more complex than we had realized. And consider this. Because forest leaves tremble with the sounds that we make, even when we speak, tree hoppers have always heard us. We have just begun listening to them.
Once we come through here with the ability to tap into the vibrational soundscape within these plants, the next time you walk through, you're really going to be quite frustrated. You're not going to be satisfied, and you're always going to want to carry a phono cartridge and an amplifier and a set of headphones next time you take a walk in the woods, because you realize you're missing 99% of the communication that's going on.
Oh, rainforest. Later. Above where I sleep, I find a tarantula the size of my splayed hand. The only small parts are at the end of its impossibly hairy, dark blonde legs, a cleft nail on each one, like a hoof. Spiders with hooves? I can scarcely wait for tomorrow. For Radio Expeditions at the Ticutini Biodiversity Station in eastern Ecuador, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR and the National Geographic Society. The Ecuadorian adventures continue online. You can see photos and check out the brand new Radio Expeditions podcast at npr.org/radioexpeditions.